Okay. All right. So it is 2021. We have not put a podcast out for almost 2 months.
Yeah.
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 We miss you guys. Just hopefully it's like
mm-hmm.
people get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know people get it. I'm on Twitter enough to interact with a few of our amazing listeners, not users. And I mean, y'all are just fabulous. I'm serious, though. You are just wonderful and supportive and incredible. And the way that people still, I'm going to gush a little bit, Barb. I'm going to gush a little bit.
Do it.
The way that people still share the show, like mm-hmm. the links, talk about us, say how much they miss us. I can't tell. I mean, like, we haven't gotten emails because we haven't done an email episode in 2 months. So I haven't talked about where the fuck to email us. We haven't put a season episode out for people to actually email us about. So definitely my fault. But I love the interaction still that I have with everyone and just the direct messages, whether it's on Instagram or Twitter. It's so affirming mm-hmm. to just be like, man, and we've said this before, when people say it feels like I'm hanging out with my friends, it is the best fucking feeling in the world.
It is. I read one of the comments you sent me from recently about that and how mm-hmm. she just feels like she's hanging out with friends and misses us. And I'm just like, oh, you guys are the best.
Yeah. And trust me, we miss you too. Yes. We miss each other mm-hmm. in this.
This is sometimes the only time we get to see each other face to face is recording.
Yeah. I mean, primarily, pretty much. I haven't seen your face since we recorded the email episode 2 months ago. No, that's not true.
We did our Christmas thing, but
yeah,
that was I insisted that we do it face to face.
We did do our Christmas thing, yes, and Barb did insist, and I'm awkward as fuck on video.
Yes. So, that's why I insisted, because I knew that Jack wouldn't necessarily want to do it on video. I'm like, we're doing FaceTime, right? Right? Right?
Right? Right? And me, my curmudgeon ass. Yes.
I do pester like that too, don't I?
Yes. Yes. Yes, you do. But I love you for it. She says through gritted teeth. Oh, but we are coming back. We are starting the new year off. Now, listen, I wanted this episode to actually drop on January 1. It's January 5 when we're recording this. So clearly that didn't happen.
We're on top of it.
We're I think we're a little below it. But you know what? But yes, blow it. And this is the right show for that. So if anything, we're on point.
Yes.
In our own weird way. You know, we are still in touch with fandom. We are still chatting with so many different people. And I want to shout some of you out, but I don't want to make anybody else feel left out, because we understand that there are definitely people who enjoy this show, but they don't reach out because they're shy or they don't want to have their thoughts or their name or anything read on the air. Absolutely 100% understand that. So don't ever think that we forget about you just because we don't talk or mention or have ever interacted. That's not the case whatsoever. I have seen our numbers on our podcast show. They are wonderful and heartwarming, and we're squeezing all of you, not just a select few of you, all of you. But we're going to start this fucking show, and I regret to inform you that it's not season 2, episode 1, but it is something that people love.
Yeah,
very much.
And it's very, I'm getting nervous sweats already because I can see in the corner of my eye some of the words that are tagged in the first one, because I'm not reading it and I'm getting sweaty. Like, oh my gosh, I have to say this, or maybe not me. We'll see. I can't even look Jack in the eye when I'm talking about it. My goodness.
No, she's not. I'm just waiting for her to cover her mouth. Just, that's going to happen.
I can't help it. I don't even know I'm doing it.
She's red. I love it. I love you. And so, yes, what we are doing is our fan fic episode. This is our second one, right?
We've only done like one of these and everybody loved it and raved about it and still raves about it in our email episodes. So clearly it's a winner.
Yes. And we're going to win. We're going to start the new year with a dub. I'm tired of the 2020 L. That's just how I'm feeling. Okay. So we could sit here and bullshit for hours. Honestly, we could.
Oh, we
but
can.
I feel like we should just get to it, Barb.
Yes, we should. We miss it. We miss everybody. But oh my gosh, I see these words. I need to hide the screen.
Yeah, you do. No, you're just going to hide your face. Either way, you're going to hide something. But what this is our fanfic reading episode, and we put Barb under the fucking spotlight, and it's amazing because she's an innocent, beautiful little bean, and I love her to death. But she's going to read the title, the author of the story, all of the tags, and the summary, and then we're just going to talk about it for a little bit before we move on to the next one. So that's pretty much the format of the show. Let's do this.
And I have not read these ahead of time, so I don't know what fic Jack has picked for this show. And she's getting so much joy out of that.
I am. My legs are bouncing in my seat.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So do I start?
Yes. That's usually how we begin.
Number one. We start with number one.
Yes.
Okay. Number one. The Stress Sex Connection by Shotgun Sinner. And we're just going to read all of the tags, right?
Yep.
And then the summary. Okay, here we go. I'm just going to I'm gearing myself up here. Okay. Will Graham, Hannibal Lecter. Therapy, top Hannibal Lecter. Power bottom Will Graham. Sassy Will Graham. Will Graham is a sex god. Hannibal Lecter is shook. Mid season two. Hannibal Lecter loves Will Graham. Will Graham loves Hannibal Lecter. Top Will Graham, bottom Hannibal Lecter. Porn with feelings, rimming, oral sex, tantra sex.
You just like oral sex, tantra sex for me. You just like shot yourself over the finish line on that one. If this was the Olympics, Barb just fucking won everything. Just.
Oh my gosh, those were the things I was seeing in the corner of my eye that were stressing me out. Okay, I got through it. So let's just read a little summary of this one. Mm-hmm. When Will gets out of the Baltimore State Hospital for the criminally insane, he resumes therapy with Hannibal Lecter. His stress levels are through the roof, and Hannibal makes an offer that Will doesn't turn down. Hannibal assumes he's going to take Will to bed and make love to a fragile man, shy and delicate. Will enjoys taking Hannibal to bed and proving him wrong. Or the story where Hannibal is shocked to find out that Will is a profiler in the streets, but a demon in the sheets. I couldn't help laughing at that last part. Oh my god,
I was waiting for you to get to the end of that for the profiler in the streets, demon in the sheets. I was like, I can't. Oh man, the inflection's gonna fucking kill me, and it did.
I couldn't even get through it. Oh my gosh.
But you did.
Yes.
Breathe. Yes.
Breathe.
Yes. Breathe. Take a deep breath. That is number one. Number one. Barb, would you read that story?
I would.
Yes. All right. So we got both of us will read it for the first one.
two for one.
We're one for one. I don't fucking know. Fuck that. That was terrible. I'm keeping it in. Oh my gosh. All right. So do you want me to do the next one or do you want to do the next one?
You do the next one. Just let me breathe. Otherwise,
the next one's a little one.
Should I do the next one?
No. You told me I can do it.
Okay, you do it.
All right, so we're on to number two. So the second story that we are going to talk about here is Under a Watchful Eye by Feral Will Graham, but it's G-R-H-M. They had to abbreviate. I get it. Somebody else had the name. I totally get it. Or not, and they just wanted to be different. I like it either way.
Is it feral or feral?
I say feral, but it's the same word. Okay. Feral, feral. Yeah. Will Graham, Hannibal Lecter, of course. Will Graham, Hannibal Lecter, priest kink. Oh, selling me. Bottom Will Graham, top Hannibal Lecter, confessional sex. Oh, my Catholic ass is living. Public sex and anal sex. And then the summary is Father Lecter finally gives in to temptation. And that temptation is Will Graham. Oh, girl. 100% would read it. Again, I just revealed that I'm Catholic. I might have done that on the show in the past, but come on now. The stigma's right. Where are you at, Barb?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm breathing.
But would you read it?
Yeah.
All right, now we're officially 2 for 2. Or 2 for 4. I don't fucking know.
Oh gosh, how am I gonna get through this? Okay, here we go.
Yep, we're so, on to number 3.
Number 3, Never Kiss Me by Wormson.
Mm.
And the tags are Will Graham, Hannibal Lecter, Will Graham, Hannibal Lecter, Will Graham's dogs, sex work, sex worker positivity, mm-hmm. financial domination, and other Damn. Forms of domination, obsession, heartache. Is Hannibal still a cannibal? Masturbation, pornography. Hannibal doesn't need to be saved from sex work, kink, BDSM, dom, sub.
You did it. You did it without even breaking a little bit.
I know. I did it. Okay, so let's read the summary. Now I'm breaking. I lost it. I completely lost it. Okay. The summary. Will Graham is a famous true crime author, a misanthropic hermit whose only company is his 7 dogs and occasionally his agent. Hannibal Lecter is a high-class sex worker whose every correspondence is worth its weight in gold. It can't be love. It's just a transaction.
Damn. Would you read it?
I was looking for the word count, but I don't know. I'm on the fence on this one.
All right, I'll put 1/2 next to it. I definitely would. And yeah, so I just want to put out there right now, we haven't read any of these stories. I try to pick stories that I have not read yet because it keeps it interesting for us, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think it puts stories that maybe other people have not found or come across out there. So
yes.
It's a twofer. But I like that one. We went from priest kink to sex working. I'm into it.
Yeah, you know me. I like a little fluff in there.
I can't help. Oh, it doesn't sound like there's fluff in there, does it?
Not really.
My fluffy baby. I love you. Oh my gosh. You want me to do the next one or you want to do it?
I mean, let's just alternate.
All right. Okay. I mean, you're funnier though. People like okay. when you get.
I can. Okay. I'll do 2. You do 1.
All right.
Okay. All right. So this one is Behind Closed Doors by, just here to read Hannibal Fix for Stellar in Fires. Sorry, when it's all jumbled together, it takes me a little longer than Jack. She's good. Okay, so the tags are Will Graham, Hannibal Lecter, Will Graham. Why do I say it twice? Will Graham, Hannibal Lecter. There, I said it 3 times. Beverly Katz. College AU, Coffee Shops AU, Stalker AU, Hannibal Lecter loves Will Graham, Barista Will, Hannibal is Hannibal, Hannibal is a cannibal, Will is a mess, Hannibal is a smooth flirting master, Will is an awkward bean, Will is anxious. Ooh, I love anxious Will. Okay, so the summary. Hannibal Lecter enjoys watching people between classes. It gives him the opportunity to learn about behaviors as well as hunt his favorite prey. He is unchanging and unshakable. Nothing touches him until he spots a peculiar fellow student. He is infatuated. Will Graham just gets by, working in the on-campus coffee shop. He doesn't pay much attention to gossip, even when there is a rumor of a serial killer around. It doesn't have anything to do with him, or so he thinks. He only socializes with Beverly, until a customer shows up one day and refuses to stop talking to him whenever he comes in. Surprising himself, Will finds he is actually interested.
Oh, yes, wow. Ma'am.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I'm not a huge AU person, but I like that.
I do like that.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're on to number five already. Are we going fast?
Are we going too fast? No. No.
We always have some shit to talk about at the end.
Oh yeah. We just can't shut up.
No, we just really can't. Oh, all right, number five. We are on to Yearn by Formaldehyde. We have Will Graham and Hannibal Lecter, murder husbands, masochism, sadism, gore, murder kink, nightmares, mental health issues, wet dream, also a nightmare low-key, passive behavior, manipulation, cannibalism, season two, kinda, season two freeform, alternate universe, canon divergence, daddy kink, and running away together. Yes. This is the summary. After Will kills Randall, things go a little differently. He likes it, and Hannibal thinks Will looks beautiful with blood on his hands.
Oh, yeah, I'm reading that.
Barb didn't even fucking ask me or wait for me to ask the question. She's like, in. Do you hear me? In.
Oh, gosh. Am I coming out of my shell a little bit?
Yes. Yes. Yes, you are. I think you are. Oh, people, listeners, take a consensus. Is Barb coming out of her shell just a little bit? Are we corrupting her? Is it working? Is it all work? I mean, we took a hiatus, an unintentional hiatus. So maybe in that interim, I've worn her down.
I mean, moving on.
In different ways, maybe. We'll see. We can't talk about that. No, we're not hiding anything. But we are going to go on to fic number six.
Fic number six. Okay, here we go. Are you laughing? I'm not even reading ahead. I'm trying not to look ahead. You're so... Oh my gosh. Breathe. Okay. Let's move this out of the way. Okay. I need space here because I'm like sweating buckets ahead of time.
You're like that person in the car right now that's like, turn down the radio so I can pay attention to where I'm going.
That makes sense, though. Okay. Very special guest by Mongoose Tobeans. And the tags are Will Graham, Hannibal Lecter, Alana Bloom, Jack Crawford, Beverly Katz, Jimmy Price, Brian Zeller, Abigail Hobbs, Sassy Will Graham, Mutual Pining, Hannibal Lecter loves Will Graham. Hannibal Lecter is the Chesapeake Ripper. Jealousy, jealous Will Graham. There's probably eating people. I love that. There's probably. First dates, first kiss, anal sex.
Oh, damn it!
What?
You got so low.
I anal sex.
Don't make it weird for our listeners. Stop it. Just keep going.
Season series one, episode one. Season one, episode seven, sorbet. Will Graham has encephalitis, secret relationship, alternate universe, canon divergence, developing relationship, canon typical violence, praise kink, oral sex, top Hannibal Lecter, bottom Hannibal Lecter, top Will Graham, bottom Will Graham.
They switch. All right.
Wow. Okay. Mm. In which Will stays for Hannibal's dinner party after bringing the bottle of wine at the end of episode seven, sorbet. Yes. Embarrassed and sassy Will Graham meets smitten Hannibal Lecter.
I like this very 80s voice you're giving right now.
What am I doing? Now I'm embarrassed. Okay, I will just speak in a monotone voice from now on.
No,
I can't.
No. It's staying. It's all staying. But it was cute because you're like embarrassed and sassy Will Graham meets smitten Hannibal Lecter. Like, come on down. That kind of like.
You're the next contestant. Yes. On The Price is Right.
You just did that.
Son of a bitch. Okay.
So, would you read it?
I'm actually really interested in an alternate ending to Sorbet where he does stay. That that really has piqued my interests.
I agree. Because he definitely wanted to stay, and Hannibal wanted him to stay.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, I kind of think that you're a fucking killer, so I should leave. I love you and goodness. I want you, but I shouldn't.
Oh, golly, you do that so well. Golly. What the hell?
Wait, what did I do? What did I do so well?
I can't even remember.
Oh, shit. We have not podcasted in a while. I'm not cutting any of this. We are just a fucking mess. And I love all of you for listening to this.
I can't. You said something about, oh,
Oh shit, Barb lost it. She totally fucking lost it. There is no saving. There is no saving this. There is none.
I'm good.
All right. Next. So you're doing the next one.
Am I?
Is that me? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I think you're gonna love this. The tags alone.
Do I need to whisper?
I mean, if you would like to.
Okay. So, number 7. Oh shit, my voice. Okay. I gotta stop doing the game show host and just read it. The Breath of Sun by Snurp. And the tags are Will Graham, Hannibal Lecter, Alana Bloom, Jack Crawford, Freddie Lowndes, Franklin. Did I know his last name? Franklin. It's French. Froivaux. Whatever.
Fordeau.
Tobias Budge. Bedelia Dumouriez. Established relationship. Established Will Graham. Hannibal Lecter. Murder husbands. Married Will Graham. Hannibal Lecter. Murder fluff. No beta. Oblivious cast. Hannibal Lecter loves Will Graham. Carrying Hannibal Lecter. Possessive Hannibal Lecter. Will Graham loves Hannibal Lecter. Like, so much. They were made for each other. Nobody else realizes they are in love with each other. They're so cute. Inspired by another work I can't write. Slow updates. They've been married for so long. Hannibal is, in fact, a cannibal. Hannibal Lecter is a cannibal. Will Graham is a cannibal. Oof. Not Beta Red. Is that how you... Not Beta Reed? Not Beta Red. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. I will go down with this ship. They're actually soulmates. Soul mates. I like this author already.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so the summary. Will and Hannibal met each other one fateful night in New Orleans. New Orleans? They get violently married? How do you get violently married? They get violently married, consummated in the river of blood and bone, in the flesh of the monsters of men. They are faithfully married, but not many know they are married to one another. Or, I Need More Married, established Will Hannibal that features oblivious everyone, with a lot of murder fluff because they are so gosh darn cute. I like this person a lot. This would be how I would tag a fic if I were to ever write a fic. I would say all of this. So, Snurp, I love you. I get it. And I'm so reading this fic.
Yes. All of that is true. Love it. I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. That by itself is a tag. Just so everyone knows. I have no idea. And here are the different tags. Like, that's a tag. So much. Tag. They were made for each other. Tag. Nobody else realizes they are in love with each other. Tag. They're so cute. It's so good. We got to get Barb to write a fanfic just for the tags.
Oh my gosh, that would be awful and hilarious at the same time.
And now I want it. Like,
oh my gosh,
yeah, all the time.
I wouldn't know what I am doing. But I have thought about it, given that you are such a good writer and that we're reading fanfic on the air. I'm like, I should write something.
Yes, you should. And thank
you. It would be fluffy as fuck.
You're like, and
that should be
they
my
came
tag.
Home from work and they were tired. So they sat down in a blankie and they loved each other.
Oh my gosh, I'm not that bad.
Oh yes, you are. It's okay.
Maybe.
I love blankie cuddles too.
Oh my gosh. Okay, it's your turn to read.
Yes, it is. And this one was actually recommended to us by a wonderful person on Twitter, and I'm not entirely sure they want me to share their name, so I'm not going to, but just know that the next three stories were sent to us by the same person. So the first one is called The Doll by Anna J. And the warnings are Will Graham, Hannibal Lecter, Abigail Hobbs, Winston, Garrett Jacob Hobbs, prequel, Doll Hannibal, Mini Hannibal. Hannibal has another card up his sleeve. Not really a secret what he is if you read The Dollhouse, but you don't have to. Angst, hurt, comfort, humor. I don't think Hannibal likes it, Abigail. What? Possessive behavior, protectiveness, sleepwalking, cuddling and snuggling, depression, suicidal thoughts. Hobbs and Abigail are not related. Interesting. Wow. Those are the tags. So in the summary, it says this is the prequel to The Dollhouse, which I did read this, and I did not include The Dollhouse as one of our summaries because I didn't want to put too much from one series. I don't know. I'm fucking weird like that, so I didn't do it. But the summary is Will is aware of what he's getting himself into when he buys the dreaded dollhouse. Because of the cursed doll, no one has been able to stay longer than a month. He doesn't mind. Perhaps death would be kind after everything he's been through. Over the next few days, Will finds himself attached to the strange doll he's named Hannibal. After all, it is just a doll, right?
I'm freaked out. This sounds like Stephen King. I'm out.
This sounds like Barb's every nightmare.
Seriously, I'm already scared. I'm already thinking of a doll. Oh my gosh. No.
Yeah, Annabelle. Yeah, no, I don't know if I could do this. Annabelle and the Conjuring movies, that scared a bitch. And the bitch was me.
There was an episode of The X-Files that was all about a demon-possessed doll, and it was a Stephen King episode, and freaked me right out.
I don't understand the obsession with horror writers, and they're like, do you see that doll? Let's possess it. Now, I'm not talking about Anna Jay here. I'm talking about, like, Stephen King and Chucky. Annabelle and every fucking thing else. This, I would never watch a Chucky movie, and I never will again, but I would read this fic long before I would watch any kind of like movie or TV show.
The cuddling and snuggling kind of has me.
Blanky. I told you. Barb's fic would be hashtag blanky. I'm 100%. And if you ever see it and the name is like the Canadian writer or something, it's Barb. It's Barb, and I want you to tag her. Anyway.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah, thank you for that rec. Yes. Not 100% sure that it's in our wheelhouse. Oh, I did include The Dollhouse. That's the next one.
Is that number 9?
Yeah, that's number 9. Number 9.
Okay, am I going to be freaked out reading this? Okay, number 9, The Dollhouse by Anna J. And the tags are Will Graham, Hannibal Lecter, Freddy Lowndes, Doll Hannibal, Mini Hannibal. Hannibal also has another card up his sleeve. Alternate universe fantasy. Freddy should know better.
Mm-hmm.
And the summary is no one has been able to live in the dollhouse for more than a month because of the supposed cursed doll that comes with the house. That is until a man named Will Graham moved in 6 months ago. Mm. Freddie decides it's time to pay him a visit to get the scoop on the elusive man, and she hopes to get a look at the doll while she's at it. I'm sorry. Any house that comes with a doll, you either have to burn the house or the doll or both. I'm just like out of there.
But it's Hannibal. You're going to burn Hannibal?
What do you mean it's Hannibal? Like the doll is going to be Hannibal coming to life and cannibalizing me and a doll form? That's worse than the real Hannibal. I'm sorry, but that's nightmares. I'm going to be calling you at 3 a.m. from a nightmare where Mini Hannibal just stabbed me in the freaking... No, that's freaky. At least like the real Hannibal, if he was on top of me, that would be like, hello. But...
How you doing?
Oh my gosh. Nope. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not a horror person, and Jack can attest to that.
It's true. It's true. You know what? Here's the thing. I bitched out on the last story, and I was like, I don't know if I can do it. You know what? I think I actually could do this because I'm curious about Mini Hannibal. Like, does Will carry him around? I'm not. I swear to God. I swear. I'm not making fun of this fic whatsoever, because I don't fucking do that. I'm a fan fiction writer, and I think that it is more powerful and work is way better done than anything you'll find on a fucking bookshelf. But I'm intrigued. That's what I am. Like, I want to know. Like, can I just like put him on my bosom? Like, is that like Mini Hannibal?
Okay, you read it. And you tell me if I would get nightmares reading it.
No, I know you would. So I'm not, and it, one of the warnings is major character death. So, like, that right there has me intrigued. But thank you for the recommendation. And Anna Jay, I'm sure you slay. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Barb's just a scaredy cat.
I am. I still haven't gotten past the first 20 minutes of it. So.
Oh, my God. The way that it hurts.
I know, it's terrible. Okay, number 10. This is our last one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so My Only Constant Is You. Ooh, I like the name already. By Silver Queen. And the tags are Will Graham, Hannibal Lecter, Alternate Universe, Doctor Who References. Oh, Doctor Who References. Sorry, I read that wrong. I was like, what kind of doctor does that? I got it. Doctor Who, the show. Yes, let's. Okay, I gotta keep going. Yep. Immortal Hannibal, Time Traveler Will, Time Travel, Angst with a Happy Ending, Don't Copy to Another Site.
Yeah. People are shitty about that.
That's dumb. I can't believe people would do that when it's not their own. Mm-hmm. And the summary, Hannibal Lecter is an immortal who can never die. Will Graham is a time traveler who can never stay in one place. Perhaps that is why they are perfect for each other.
Oh, yes.
Nice. I never got into Doctor Who.
No, I didn't either.
I was really afraid of it as when I was a kid because of that beginning. It freaked me out. So never got into it. But I know the gist of Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like it's very crossover.
Okay. I see. I know absolutely nothing about Doctor Who. But I do know about a Doctor Who References. You can reference that. No.
This is what happens when I don't read things ahead of the show. And I'm literally reading them for the first time when you hear it. So that kind of stuff happens. And I was like, that doesn't make sense.
You're like, Doctor Who References. Huh.
Oh my gosh. That was you. Fun.
That or was no. fun. That was fun. And you know what? We only had one mental breakdown where we couldn't get through something. And I'll include some of that as our bloopers. But
yeah.
Yeah, and it'll just be laughing, pretty much. If you stay past the song, that's pretty much all it is. But
you'll be able to notice because my voice has been rough since because of all the laughing.
Yeah, Barb turns into like a 65-year-old woman who smoked her entire life. She's like, I can't even speak if she laughs too hard.
Thanks for that.
You don't smoke, so who am I offending? Smokers?
No,
not
the
sorry.
Age thing. The age thing. I'm already sensitive about my age.
Are you 65? No.
No. No, I am not. I am not.
Then stop. Vehemently and loudly, I am not. Oh,
anyways.
My gosh. Yes, that was fun. That was so fun. I'm glad that we finally sat down together. And out of all 10 stories, there were only two that you would not read. And that's because you a bitch. I love you. But
because I'm a scaredy cat? I make no qualms about it. There are times that I'm like, oh, I could watch it. And that's in the middle of the day. And then at mm-hmm. night, I'm like, no way. No way. There's a clown in the shower right now. I cannot sleep.
Do you sleep in the shower?
No, but I have to get up. And if I have to get up in the dark and I think there's a clown in the bathroom, mm-hmm. all the lights are going on.
If I was your husband, we would have gotten divorced.
Aww.
I would have been like, why are you turning the fucking lights on every night, woman? There's no clowns.
No, I usually just turn my phone on so that I get the light from the phone. Mm-hmm. No, if I turned all the lights on, yeah, he would not have that.
Divorce. I'm telling you. I like how Barb got sad at our fake divorce.
I did.
Oh, that's true love. It's true friendship love. No, I would never divorce you. If I divorced you, if it would be over something very minute.
And the next day you'd be like, can we undo this?
Maybe not the next day.
No, not the next day.
You would be the next day.
Oh, I would be the next hour. Are you kidding me?
We know ourselves.
Yes.
Jack oh my
would,
gosh.
Like, string me along for a Aww. While.
Oh, that's so fucked up. I would not string. Maybe a little. Maybe a little.
See?
Just a little. Be like, how? But I like this fake relationship we've crafted and the end of it.
We didn't even have a good time. It just started at the end.
We were together and then we weren't anymore. And then I was like, fuck this. I'm out. Because you turn lights on. That's how much of an asshole I am.
I would not do that. Just don't make me watch it at night and I'd be fine.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You don't watch it and you're still not fine. So
I'm good. But I can watch The Walking Dead until all hours of the night and be fine. So
meanwhile, if I watch that, I literally throw up in my mouth. I don't understand. I don't understand. That's a visceral, like, chemical, physiological reaction that happens where I'm like, no, I can't take it. No.
See, the difference is it's not real and I can do that stuff. I should have been a surgeon.
Wait. What is real about it?
The spiritual stuff.
He's a glamour. It's a demon entity that's older than Earth. What the fuck are you talking about?
I love that we're talking about this on Hannibal.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm so sorry. I can't cut this.
I really hope everybody's enjoying this. See, I can do Hannibal movies. Those are considered, quote unquote, horror. And I have no problem with Hannibal.
Hmm. So it's the spiritual psychological. We've established this. But yes. But if I'm going to do one thing with my life, Barb.
It's going to get me to watch it.
No, it's going to get me to convince you that clowns and glamours are not part of the spiritual world. They're fake.
Yeah. Yeah. There's this imaginary line in my head. I don't get it. But
yeah. But luckily Hannibal is on the other side of that. The good side of that. Yes.
I have been watching Silence of the Lambs since I was 12.
Oh my God. And yet. Now see, that would make me come back to you.
See, there's a reason that we are besties.
Yes. Oh my gosh. But that, all right. We wanted to keep this around 45 minutes. It'll be 40-ish probably by the time I'm done slashing shit. But we are back, baby.
Yes.
We are back.
We are.
We are.
This time.
This time. Yes. I know. We've told some lies. I'm sorry.
Yes.
It was such a busy damn year. I mean, like, the last episode you heard, Barb was in Canada for a fucking month. And then when she got home, it was just, like, chaos and then the holidays. And then I was miserable because, you know, chaos and the holidays. And I just couldn't. You need a certain level of energy to do these kind of things, I think. And I never want to underperform. Not that I'm performing. God, I should shut the fuck up. But I just feel like if I'm like, Hannibal, people are going to be like, this fucking sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, so, we definitely have to be in a mood and we know each other. And, you know, if if we're not going to be on point like we were tonight, I mean, what am I even saying?
It makes sense, though, to me. So,
okay, see?
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah. We were hopefully on point and didn't drive anybody away because of one reason or another. But again, just to reiterate, these are just fun bonus episodes. We are hanging out together while hanging out with you guys. And with the fanfic reading, we are not making fun of the authors, the stories, the summaries, the tags, absolutely nothing. We are making fun of Barb. So let's keep that in mind.
Yes, and I am fine with that. But no, seriously, I absolutely love all of the fan fiction out there. I have not read anything bad when it comes to fanfic. You guys are all amazing for putting yourselves out there and for the talent that you just, it just floors me. So thank you for this. You're all fantastic.
Yes, and please, 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 please email us more of your recommendations. You can email us at hannibalismpod@gmail.com, or you can send us direct messages on Twitter or Instagram, and they are both at Hannibalists. If you would like to support the show now that we're back, baby, you can do that by going to ko-fi/Hannibalism and just, you know, I don't know, buy us a coffee every other week or something like that, because we like coffee and we'd be able to digitally share that together. So that would be something. We also still have our Redbubble store, which, oh my God, Barb, people actually bought stuff with our fucking faces on it and framed it. And I got some of the pictures and I don't even have that stuff in my house yet. Neither do you. We're the fucking worst.
No, we need to get, because we have the season one and now we have the season two, which, oh my gosh. Oh, yeah. Just every time I see it, I'm like, when are we starting season two? We have to start season two. So
season two is definitely my favorite artwork by fucking far. And I'm a little hard pressed because I'm like, damn, when we get to the end of season two, I have to commission season three work. And I'm just going to be like, it's not going to be better. It's not going to be better.
It's not, but if they could put like a Hannibal in the background with his haircut.
Oh, here we go.
Yep.
We are on the cover of our own shit. This is our show.
I know. Sorry. What was I thinking?
But yes, we just wanted to say thank you. If you have ordered posters or buttons or prints of our faces or bags or anything, because I've gotten a few pictures from people. Just, oh my fuck, oh, I love you. Thank you. I don't even have the words. I'm just so overwhelmed. If you would like to be a part of that crew, now I have to sell myself and I feel like a cheap hooker, but it's fine. If you would like to do that, Redbubble, Hannibalists, that's where you can find our stuff. We only have, I think, four designs up right now, four or five. I have, oh my God, like 20 more to add. I just didn't want to overload the store as soon as I launched it, but I will if that is something that y'all are interested in. So let us know. And again, you can email us at hannibalismpod@gmail.com. Also, send us some of your emails because we're heading into season two. Things that you would like us to include into our show and weekly review shows. Things that you are looking forward to. Just anything. Talk to us. We love talking with you. We miss it so damn much, and we are ready to start this year in a good damn way with a whole lot of murder husbands. So please do that. That would be amazing. You can find me on the internet, fucking everywhere, at Jaded Vader, Twitter, Instagram, PlayStation. Honestly, my Instagram is just all The Last of Us and Red Dead and will likely remain that way. But if you would like to still follow for some reason, you can. And that's awesome. Yeah. But Barb, where can everybody find you?
Well, I mean, theoretically, everybody can find me at Reckless Wookie on Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, anywhere. But I've been really bad at social media lately. And I've heard a lot of that from Jack about how terrible I am on social media. Mm-hmm. But if you tag me, I get a notification instantly. And I don't ignore those. So
that's true. She doesn't.
But I do need to get better.
My favorite, though, is that when I wake up in the morning sometimes, I'll have like 10 notifications and it's like, Reckless Wookie liked your post. Reckless Wookie liked it. And I'm like, oh, she creeped me last night. Girl, creep me.
I do. Yeah. Sometimes I go on just to see what my best friend, who I talk to nonstop, is doing on social media. It doesn't make sense. But it does.
I get it. I creep too. We all creep. You know what? I don't trust a bitch who don't creep. There you go. So that is our show. Actually, I'm going to end it with a fact.
Yes, let's do this.
At the time of recording on Archive of Our Own on AO3, there are 20,254 Hanagram fanfics.
Wow.
You are all fucking incredible, and we will have content to talk about forever. Ever.
We need all of those authors to know about our show.
And if you send us a dollar, if every single one of us, I'm fucking around. We love you guys. Please stay safe. We hope you had an amazing, amazing holiday season and happy new year. And Hannibalism, oh, bitch, we back. We will see you in our feeds shortly. So, bye.
Bye. Which one do I open first?
Number one.
That was the dumbest question I've asked yet. You're going to keep this too.
This I'm not cutting.
I can't.
We could start with 10, theoretically, but we're not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So number seven is The Breath of Sun by Snurp. And the tags are Will Graham.
I'm sorry. You were doing so good.
I was. And then I saw you crack. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So The Breath of Sun by Snurp. I'm sorry. I just keep thinking of a game show host now. Okay. Number seven is The Breath of Sun by Snurp. And the tags are...
I'm going to have to put my head down.
Okay, I will do this. I promise. I feel like you have to do it.
No, you can do it. I'll keep it together.
Okay.
Got this.
Okay. Let me just make my voice normal again. Oh, son of a bitch. I can do this. Okay. The Breath of...
I'm out!